This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israelis celebrated on foot and in cars in southern Israel after more hostages were released from Hamas captivity in Gaza on Sunday. People waved Israeli flags and honked car horns after news broke U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas had handed over 13 Israeli hostages to the International Committee of the Red Cross and then over to Israeli authorities. Three Thais and one man with Russian citizenship were also released after 51 days in captivity. The hostages were some of the 240 Israelis and four nationals who were kidnapped during a deadly Hamas onslaught on Israeli communities on October 7th. A four-year-old American girl held by Hamas in Gaza was released on Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said. Biden said he hoped the pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas can go on as long as prisoners are getting released. China claims a spike in respiratory illnesses is from the flu and other infections and not from a new virus. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
China's health ministry says an increase in respiratory illnesses across China that's recently drawn the attention of the World Health Organization is not caused by a novel virus. Instead, recent infection clusters are results of overlaps of common viruses like flu virus, as well as bacteria such as Mycoplasma pneumoniae, a common culprit for respiratory infections. The info is being shared after a WHO formal request that China provide info about a concerning spike of respiratory illnesses and clusters of pneumonia in children. To tackle the problem, China's health ministry is now calling on local authorities to promote vaccinations and encourage people to wear masks. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Follow us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone President Julius Maada Bio said most of the leaders of an attack on a military barracks in the capital Freetown earlier on Sunday had been arrested, adding security operations and an investigation were ongoing. Earlier, the government said security forces had repelled quote-unquote renegade soldiers who attempted to break into a military armory in Freetown during the early hours of Sunday. A nationwide curfew was imposed. Gunfire was heard across the city as the assailants attacked a prison and a police station. The heavy rains in Somalia have taken the lives of almost 100 people, and according to Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan, it's only supposed to get worse.
The constant downpours are putting fear into the country's residents, like Hawa Ali Ahmadin.
These floods are double compared to the previous ones. You can't take a risk in this one. When it's raining, we sit outside under a tent until the rain slows down. We only come in the house when the rain slows down so that we can cook for the children.
Somalia and the rest of the East Horn of Africa have been battered by relentless heavy rains that began in October, caused by El Nino and Indian Ocean Dipole weather phenomena.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan, who says the flooding has been described as the worst in decades, displacing 700,000 people, according to the United Nations. The Malawi government has partnered with the UN Children's Agency UNICEF and a mobile service provider to help students in rural Malawi learn how to use the latest digital technology. But some schools say a shortage of some gadgets presents a challenge. Lamek Messina reports from central Malawi.
Government statistics show that 4% of 15 to 24-year-olds in Malawi have skills in information and communication technologies. This is largely because of the high cost of buying internet data and lack of access to resources for digital education. So partners in the Connect a School project, the Malawi government, UNICEF, and the mobile phone network provider, Airtel Malawi, are trying to address that gap by equipping each school with a smart TV, tablets, and free internet connectivity. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Dedza District, Malawi.
Greek rescuers on Sunday were searching for 12 people missing after a ship sank in gale force winds off the Aegean island of Lesbos, with the authorities finding one crew member dead and saving another. In the morning, a Navy helicopter had picked up one crew member from the cargo ship who was taken to the hospital alive. I'm Joe Ramsey.